Welcome to Happy Inside. It's Michelle here, bringing you 11 years of clinical experience in gut-focused therapy and embodied psychotherapy. We're talking about the emotional, behavioral, and psychological aspects of gut disorders, chronic conditions, chronic stress and anxiety. All those conversations you've been waiting to have are happening here. I miss doing podcasts when I don't do them. I really quite enjoy sitting down and talking to you about things that I know are relevant to you. And in Australia, it is the end of September, which means that is the end of the first month of spring. Spring's my favourite season. I'm also a spring baby. And you may have heard in my podcast before that I've mentioned the birds. So, of course, in spring, they tend to become more prominent. So you may very well be hearing some bird chirping in the background. And I've got another sound to add. I have a new puppy. And, if any one of you have had a new puppy, there's things that you can't control. And that is when she's playful, like now. So I figure I have two options, right? Which is to try and control her and to get her to calm down. And essentially that would be to resist reality absolutely. Or I can just accept that she is how she is in this moment and that she may be running around playing with toys under my feet. She may bark. She may do any of those things. And so, well, let's just say it's a much nicer or pleasant experience to not resist that. And just to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this podcast episode, given that she happens to be awake and in the room and playing around me at the time that I've decided to record this one. So if you want to know a little bit about her, she's a medium labradoodle. It's a very common dog here in Australia. She's a gorgeous caramel colour, which means she has this caramel coloured fur and a little brown, or what they call a rose nose, and she's got these really light-coloured kind of hazel eyes and the little, white chest, and her back two toes are white. How old is she now? She must be 11 weeks old now. She's growing rapidly. It's been a long time since I've had a puppy. I'm used to a 15-year-old or an older dog. So having a puppy is definitely a new experience, one that's got lots of joy, but equally lots of practice for patience and tolerance and to back off on the discipline and expectations, lots of allowing her to be. I mean, these are all personal practices for myself, right? Like holding the mirror up in front of me to show me what I need to practice. So, given my love of personal development, there's certainly no shortage of that happening on my end. I can assure you about that. And on that same subject of tolerance today, we're going to talk about that exactly. So increasing your tolerance for symptoms and discomfort, for things that you don't want to be happening in your life, that are no doubt a feature if you're listening to this podcast, that you're experiencing all kinds of symptoms or discomfort in your body that is really quite hard to tolerate, that can become overwhelming, that just feels relentless sometimes depending on the severity of your symptoms. So, of course, your objective when you're experiencing those symptoms or discomfort is to you know, reduce that discomfort, reduce those symptoms down. I get it. That's what you want to happen. That's why you're here. That's why you're working with practitioners. That's why you've been doing all the seeking and searching along the way and working hard at it. And reducing those symptoms and discomfort does require things like, depending on the cause of your symptoms, but a change in diet, testing and addressing gut dysbiosis and the microbiome, but also looking at lifestyle, reducing stress, right? But there's actually another critical step here, and that is increasing your tolerance for discomfort. And that's not to say that, oh, well, what do you mean? I just have to accept the discomfort and not change it and that's it. That sounds pretty lousy. It does sound lousy. That is not what's happening here. That's not about, oh, well, you just have to accept what it is and that's it. We're not going to do anything about it. No, 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 no. Increasing tolerance is about actually giving up resistance towards those symptoms or towards that discomfort. Because giving up resistance actually reduces the stress and the tension, and that gives you the outcome that you want, which is less discomfort, right? Because we know from the stress response that increased tension and stress in the body is actually going to travel through your nervous system and increase the sensations there, you know, or your sensitivity in your nervous system. So you are going to experience heightened or exacerbated symptoms the more stressed you are, right? So the opposite of that is true. Reducing down that stress is actually going to reduce down your discomfort and those symptoms that are there. And yay, that's what you're after. So let's think about this for a second. Let's just think for a moment about what do you do or how do you react when you experience symptoms and discomfort? What do you do? Do you get stressed? Do you get anxious? Do you panic about the longevity of it? When's it going to end? I had this yesterday. This is happening again today. Oh my God. This is just part of my life and I can't tolerate it and I need to go away this weekend and I can't possibly have these symptoms while they're here, or what about dinner next week, or how am I going to cope with that event or leaving the house? Do you then go into this problem solving and trying to fix it, right? So seeking and searching and grasping outwards and trying new things and reviewing what might have caused it. So going back over the last few days, you know, with a kind of desperation and obsession. And then do you try all those new things in desperation, right? All of those, they all come from a place of stress, which means they increase stress. So you're stressed, right? Which means you are going to experience an exacerbation of the very thing that you're trying to overcome through all those activities. You do everything you can, right? You're doing everything except coming into stillness and sitting with the discomfort. That's the thing you probably haven't tried yet. And that's also not about being forced into stillness and sitting with what's here, but with all the stress and the tension and those internal thought processes and dialogues and panic. That's different. That's not about sitting still but with the same thing. Coming into stillness and sitting with the discomfort is about being with what's here. Just what's here. Not trying to push it away, not trying to change it, not trying to distract yourself from it, but just recognizing, okay, so this is what I'm currently experiencing. This is what is happening in my body now. And just allowing yourself to be with that without all that panic, without kind of lunging into that space. Because the symptoms and the discomfort that you're experiencing are definitely a layer of suffering on their own, right? But when all that panic happens, and when you add all of those behaviors in, that seeking and searching and grasping and trying to fix and, you know, trying to understand what happened and trying new things, and when you add all of those in, they add additional layers of suffering. So it only serves to exacerbate just the you know, if we peel it back, just that first layer is enough, isn't it? Just that layer of discomfort in my gut or my belly, just these symptoms here, they're enough. That's enough suffering on its own. I don't need to add extra layers to that. So your way out is to stop. It's just to be with what's here, to give up that resistance and let those layers of tension and stress and panic just melt away. And in turn, so do those symptoms and so does that discomfort. You'll find that when you build your capacity to do this, that you've increased your capacity to tolerate that discomfort. So you've increased your tolerance, which means I don't have to panic and I don't have to grasp and seek and search and try new things whenever I feel discomfort. That's a nice feeling to have in yourself. That's a feeling of confidence and trust in your own capacity to be with whatever's happening within you. That's a nice feeling. That brings about safety. And safety is the all important one, isn't it? That's what we all want to feel at the end of the day, is safe. Before you put your device down, while you've got it right here, leave a review. I've put a review link in the show notes. Jump on, let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. I love to hear from you. It really excites me and lights me up.